They got a good team. I mean, I know they lost 5-1, but it's not like, you know, they still have a good team. Still have a good, you know, we haven't played them that great. Turnovers really hurt us all the time, and they capitalize. Even if you limit their chances, they're a little bit unlike other teams. They can finish on them. You know, if your average is 14 chances against per game, do that against them, and three are in your net, you know. So that's something we got to be aware of. They have a good team, but we can beat them.
They're showing some cracks defensively.
Them? Well, you know, their goals against is a little bit skewed. I don't know, I would say skewed, but a little different than last year. So they're probably a little bit concerned with that, but, you know, it hasn't been evident against us. So we just have to look forward to playing them and beating them and trying to play the right way to beat them.
I know you're a big fan of your...
How eager?
Yeah, are you?
Yeah. Well, when they're ready to go, I'll be ready to go with them. But that's a good sign that they're able to come back. To me, what it does is it creates competition, which is good. Keeps everybody a little bit on edge. I think that's healthy. Plus, you know, they're good players. But until they're ready to go, they're close, so they're getting close. I know Stewart practiced today. You know, I'm not sure if he's a player tomorrow for Chicago. Not too much full contact practices with him. Truba's, I haven't checked today, but I think that the signs are pointing pretty good to him, so he's close. You know, he's around a week. I don't know if that's a little farther out or not, but somewhere around there. So those are really good signs, but, you know, I think we've done a pretty decent job in replacing those players for the term they've been out. I've liked them. You know, I did some research on him. I watched some video on him, and he's been real good. I've been real happy with him. Skates, and he's a thinker, makes good. His thought process is quick. He gets the puck to the right areas quickly on the tape. He gets up and down the ice. He plays with some weight. He's able to separate people off the puck. Positionally, he's a pretty good player. Yeah, pretty happy with him. I haven't seen any glaring setbacks. You know, Redmond to me has been fairly good for us. You can see he plays with his mind, and he's got a good mind and a good stick, finds open people. He plays in traffic. He probably just needs to play. To me, it looks like it's just some pace in his game, but that just comes from playing. I guess he hasn't played that much, really, when you look at it. He sat here for a while, and then he got injured there. And so he just needs to get minutes and games to just catch the pace, you know. Because I think he's been pretty good.
So, I mean, like, when you're a young player, you need to play. When you miss that much time, you just play. Do you think it's a setback from before his injury last year, or is he right on pace when you expect?
I don't know that. I couldn't answer that. If it's injury-related, only he would know that. And I don't even know that he would know that, really. I think he'd have to get a month of playing 20, 25 minutes a night and stuff to see where he measures up. He would know how he feels from that standpoint. I don't see any large things there at all, really.
Where do you think Mark Scheifele's confidence is these days?
Well, I would assume it's a little bit below the bar, you know, because he's a passionate young player that expects a lot from himself and is driven. So he'd be no different than anybody else. I think that with Mark, you know, this is probably a little bit of an adjustment, being here longer than, you know, 9-10 games, and am I going back, am I not? Now he understands the league, sees the league, so that's good experience for him. But I'm happy with Mark. I don't measure Mark in goals and assists and points. I measure things in... Excuse me. How he's progressing along? Is he learning? Is there growth in his game? And having said growth, you know, that's what I measure it by. And when you measure growth, you got to understand that there's going to be times when there's ups and downs in that growth. So that's just the way it goes. They all have them, and they're all, they're, you know, the problem now is in today's world is we don't have patience in players. We want them now, and we want them right away. How come he's really good at 18? How come he's great at 19? How come he's, and how come he's not? Hey, that's the way it goes. I'm happy with Mark. He's growing and he's adjusting and he's going through some adversity, and that's just part of growth. That's not a bad thing. He cares about the game, cares about his teammates. He's a good teammate, and he's matured over the years. He'll still be a real good player for us.
How tough is it for you to balance that patience and
unearth his? I don't have too much trouble balancing that out, really. You know, it's a little bit more difficult here. The spotlight in the National Hockey League is about winning, so it's not like, you know, other leagues where you're dealing with development. So this is pretty much about winning. So that makes it a little bit tougher. There's more risk involved and there's more at stake, but that's the world we're in. So I don't have a real problem balancing it out. He's a conscientious player that tries to do things. You just hope that he learns quickly and does the right thing as much as he can.
Ben, when Kane's also having trouble scoring, are you as happy with the way he's playing overall, despite that?
With Evander? You know what? Evander's going through some things as well that are a little bit difficult for him. I'm sure this is a little bit of an adjustment for him. I have no problems with Evander. The only thing with Evander, and him and I have talked about it, is a lot of his game is driven from his skating and his speed, and that's where he can really excel, I think. And I see that, but I don't see it all the time. Last game I thought he was real good. I saw it a lot more, so that was good. So I think he's on the right track, and he'll get through this. It's just another bump that he's got to deal with, you know. He's a conscientious defensive player. He doesn't really hurt you there. So as long as if he skates, he's really good shape. He everything falls into place. For me, goal scoring is just a byproduct of skating for him.
What do you mean by adjustments?
Adjustments. Did I say adjustments with Evander? Well, I don't remember saying that, but if I said adjustments, it would only be the adjustments towards not scoring for whatever number of, you know, I don't know how long he's not gone. So if sometimes a guy goes 6 games and now he's at 10, that's an adjustment, if that's what I said, an adjustment. It'd be that.
Do